Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Paul Kervin. Paul is an independent disaster recovery and business continuity consultant, and he's on the board of the Business Continuity Institute, United States chapter. How's it going today, Paul?
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
So some potential reasons you maybe use voice over IP or VoIP include cost savings and productivity gains. Can you outline some of the other reasons that businesses are using VoIP today?
Well, certainly, voice over IP is a relatively new technology, but the value of it is it leverages internet technology. So, actually, it becomes another IT application as opposed to a standalone operating environment as it's been for probably the last 60 years. So the good news, again, for all this is that most voice over IP systems don't require floor space consuming cabinets. Most cases, they're just additional servers, network interface devices, and they typically reside within a standard 19-inch rack in a data center. Most voice over IP systems provide all the traditional PBX features, so by moving from the old environment to the new environment, you're really not going to be losing anything. One of the things that I think is especially useful is the ability for voice over IP systems where you can disconnect a phone and literally connect it literally anywhere else as long as there's internet access. The phone has an automated facility to reestablish itself within the internet, and as such, it reconnects itself, if you will, to the main server. So this kind of capability could save phone installation expenses associated with internal and external moves. So there's another benefit, a couple of benefits that I think people would find very useful.
Okay, great. How do you see VoIP as being something you could use specifically for part of your disaster recovery strategy?
Well, again, if we look back at one of the applications we mentioned a few moments ago about the ability to disconnect and reconnect the phone literally anywhere, one good benefit or one good activity to add to a disaster recovery strategy would be have employees disconnect their voice over IP phones as they were leaving a building and reinstalling them at an alternate site. Now, you'd have to make sure that the designated alternate work area has internet access, and well, let's face it, this particular approach may not really be practical. You know, having people carrying their telephones with them as they leave a building, it might not be possible. And this could be true, especially if time is of the essence during an evacuation, and the staff has to quickly leave a building. It may be restricted for security reasons. There's all kinds of reasons why something like that might not happen. So assuming the voice over IP system itself, the server and the infrastructure, haven't been damaged, it should be possible to use a standard web interface, which is hard not to find in locations nowadays, and connect voice over IP phones into those locations, and again, connecting power to these phones because they do need external power, and reconfigure a system and employees at a new location. Now, this, of course, means that you'd have to have a supply of voice over IP phones at the alternate work area.
Okay, great. What are the pros and cons of using a hosted voice over IP service versus something managed in-house?
Well, the good news nowadays is that for just about any kind of technology solution, you can probably get it from an outsourced or hosted provider as opposed to buying it and installing it in-house. So we can look at a couple of positives using hosted voice over IP service. First of all, there's little or no floor space required because the provider's site houses the servers and all the other network equipment. All you really need to do is have internet-capable outlets throughout the organization and telephones. After that, you just plug the phone in, connect it to power, and it configures itself. Two, there's minimal overhead required for the equipment, really all you need is internet access and telephones. Another one is there's typically a low startup cost to launch the service. In many cases, just a single installation charge plus a monthly fee. And the monthly fees include IP addresses, usage, local and long distance usage. So in most cases, they're a pretty nice package. Another positive is that the equipment is stored in a secure location. It's not on your site, so if anything happens at your location, there's not likely to be any damage to your communications equipment because it's located somewhere else. Now, on the negative side, since you're literally leasing or renting the equipment for a monthly price, you can't really depreciate it because it's not a capital investment. And I've heard stories that there, you know, in a hosted situation, there sometimes is a feeling of a loss of control in managing the voice communications. But the reality is, the vendors that provide hosted voice over IP services are very accommodating in terms of letting users manage their operation as much as or as little as they want.
Okay, what about consumer service like Skype? Do you see any possible benefits there?
Absolutely. As long as you have internet access, Skype could be a very cost-effective part of a business continuity or disaster recovery plan. Technology has been around. It's proven. The cost is very low, and startup is easy. It's all really a matter of building Skype and voice over IP and other technologies into your business continuity and disaster recovery plans. And very importantly, make sure that you test the arrangements periodically, maybe at least quarterly, maybe six times a year, to ensure that they work. And also make sure you place a strong emphasis on security with any of these solutions, because in each case you are connected to the internet, and it is possible, if you don't have the proper security provisions in place, you could get unauthorized access into your systems.
Okay, so you mentioned testing as one thing. You know, on the flip side of what we've been talking about, what do you need to consider from a disaster recovery standpoint for voice over IP? You know, how can you ensure that it's going to be available after a disaster?
Well, if your organization depends on voice communications, and what organization doesn't, a voice over IP system makes good sense, but like any other investment, you want to make sure that you protect it. So assuming you have a premises-based, you know, you're not using a hosted system, but assuming you have a premises-based voice over IP system, as many users have today, the same strategies used to back up and recover data systems and networks should be used for voice over IP. Ensure that any databases in the system can be replicated at the manufacturer and or the distributor's office to ensure a timely recovery, because the database has all the critical information about the phone system and what it can do. Identify primary and backup sources of voice over IP station equipment, as well as routers, cabling and connectors, power supplies, servers, and any other relevant components. Good news here is that virtually all of voice over IP system manufacturers and pretty much all of the distributors have disaster recovery programs, in place to deal with their customers if they face a disaster. So be sure to take advantage of them. Find out what they have available. And as another alternative, look into maybe adding a third-party firm that specializes in the backup and recovery of voice communication, not just voice over IP, but voice communication systems. And an example of that is a company called VoiceGuard. The email address is www.voiceguard.com. So look at something like that as another addition to your DR plans.
All right, sweet. Well, that's a lot of great information. Thanks a lot for joining me today, Paul.
My pleasure.
And for more information about using voice over IP as part of your DR strategy and other disaster recovery topics, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com. Thanks for listening.